Empire Space playing live at the LC, sold out tonight. Give it up for Leon Bridges. Song, then we'll chat a little bit. Leon, what are you going to do?
This first one's called Smooth Sailing. Thank you.
Woman, all right, she's smooth sailing. This kind of big sea. Now she hit East Alabama. The water shook. So that ain't the way. Now hang away, you take a ship now, maybe you're a problem. I won't break it down, oh honey, I won't break you down.
Things seem to be going very well lately, but is there anything you need to complain about at this time? The food on the road, the travel schedule, anything at all bothering you, Leon? Go ahead and let us have it now. I'll give you a moment to think.
Nothing to complain about.
Nothing to complain about. Well, we have nothing to complain about either. This show was announced weeks and weeks ago in a smaller venue, sold out, moved it to a bigger venue, the LC, and that sold out. This seems to be happening everywhere. Can you get your head around this thing?
I can't. I mean, it's like, why?
Well, I don't know. Now, people seem to have a very instantaneous reaction to your music. They don't need it explained to them. They just get it. Are you finding that?
I really think about the listening when I write my songs. You know, I want the first words coming out of my mouth, the melody, everything, to really draw the listener in.
And the recording as well. I mean, the album sounds like The Room, if that makes any sense. There's a lot of space in there. Was there ever a temptation that, well, we need to add this, we need to add that, because everything that needs to be there is there, it doesn't need anything else, but did you go through that where, well, we should add a horn section here or something?
Nah, it was just a matter of like all going in to this big warehouse, setting up, you know, all the equipment. We recorded everything live, you know, and I like to keep it simple, you know, one horn player, one saxophone, and we have, you know, a couple of singers, and it's a very subtle record, you know.
Absolutely. I cannot recommend it highly enough. If you don't have it yet, please do check it out. It's called Coming Home. Leon Bridges is here. We're so happy. Hi, what another song? What are you going to do?
This next one's called Coming Home. Decided to put on my high-waist Wranglers, and his girlfriend noticed me first, and she was like, "Hey, you gotta meet my boyfriend, he likes to wear Wranglers." And how we met, and he saw me a week later playing solo at another club, and he came up to me and was like, Now I've heard every Sam Cooke song, but I don't think I've ever heard that one before. And I was like, oh, that's a song I wrote. And he was like, man, we got to record some songs together. And that turned into...
Isn't life weird, Leon?
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to kind of go with it, right? That's the lesson. Don't say no. Get to know people, and you never know.
It's crazy, and I had a lot of people coming up to me to record in the past, but like I just felt it was right, you know, I met Austin.
Well, I read that some people would offer to work with you, and then they wouldn't follow through. They wouldn't call you.
No.
Those people are idiots.
I'm glad it happened this way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Austin with White Denim, you guys have your studio. You own the Grateful Dead's old board, right? You're not on a mic, but yeah. So you didn't touch that thing, did you? Because God knows how you would be feeling after you touched the board. I don't know. There's a lot of stories there.
Are we?
Yeah. You know, I enjoyed the picture that you sent out. I saw it on Twitter. You're in front of the iconic Apollo Theater in New York City the other day. What did that mean to you? And you had a message for your mom, too, didn't you?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, you never think that, you know, you would be able to go to those certain places, you know, and let alone sell it out, you know. And, you know, my mother, she actually got to come to the show that night. And, I mean, it was an emotional moment for me, you know, just to be able to sing at the Apollo Theater. It was crazy.
Was that your mom's first time attending a big show away from Texas?
No, she, sort of, yeah. She came and saw me in New Orleans. Of course, that's her, you know, where she's from. But yeah, that was the first time going a little further than that, you know, to come see me.
Well, she must be proud, huh?
Yeah.
What does she say? I mean, does she have a reaction to this? Can she get her head around it?
Yeah, she's like the type of person, you know, where she's very excited, but just real chill about it.
You know,
I remember when I told her I signed the Columbia Records, I was like, hey, Ma, I signed the Columbia Records. She's like, oh, great. When I see you on TV, it'll be real.
Yeah. Well, Leon, this is fun. And you're only at the beginning of this journey. You have a lot more songs in the can that you haven't even put out yet, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And writing? Have you been able to do some?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, always writing. I mean, I'm already ready for the next record.
Oh, outstanding. That is great news. Well, we are so much looking forward to the live show tonight. LC, unfortunately, if you don't have tickets, it is sold out. So you'll come back and play for us again, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Leon Bridges, so proud to have you here in the big room today at CD1025. What are you going to leave us with?
This next one is a song I wrote about how my grandparents met. It's called Twisting and Grooving. Mm-hmm.
I got a call from my baby. Says she bet I'm with me. Says she's found another love in another city. Says she doing fine in New Orleans. Now she got the pace, wondering where I go on. Got going in the circle. Ooh. Oh, that baby's got a golden smile. I know she's the one for me in the room. Her name was Eartha, was a name I can never forget. Just like the way she did on the bride's tile floor. Honey was moving with ease, each and every step. So good that baby had my eyes at a bowl of shiny jeweler. We still the brightest thing illuminating the room. She's twisting and moving, shaking and moving. She don't know what she's doing. To me, I love the way that she makes. Honey, I got the question. Baby, would you be my queen? Rocky Dipper, won't you swing? Let me tell you one more time. Twisting and moving, shaking and moving. She don't know what she's doing. To me, I love the way that she dances. Honey, I've got the question. Baby, would you be my queen?
Central.